Welcome to the Daily Lenten Devotional Podcast from the First United Methodist Church of Fort Worth. This is the sixth Monday in Lent.
Almighty God, you are the light and life of every soul and my only source of hope. Grant that in this time of worship I may experience your transforming power preparing me for the ministry of this day. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Acts 14, 19 through 28. Jews from Antioch and Iconium arrived and won the crowds over. They stoned Paul and dragged him out of the city, supposing he was dead. When the disciples surrounded him, he got up and entered the city again. The following day, he left with Barnabas for Derbe. Paul and Barnabas proclaimed the good news to the people of Derbe and made many disciples. They then returned to Listeria, Iconium, and Antioch, where they strengthened the disciples and urged them to remain firm in the faith. They told them, "If we are to enter God's kingdom, we must pass through many troubles." They appointed elders for each church. With prayer and fasting, they committed these elders to the Lord, in whom they had placed their trust. After Paul and Barnabas traveled through Pisidia, they came to Pamphylia. They proclaimed the word in Perga and then went down to Attaleia. From there they sailed to Antioch, where they had been entrusted by God's grace to do the work they had now completed. On their arrival, they gathered the church together and reported everything that God had accomplished through their activity and how God had opened a door of faith for the Gentiles. They stayed with the disciples a long time.
Paul and Barnabas were simply spreading the good news, and they saw a man who was crippled in Lystra. They saw his heart was open to Jesus and could accept the good news, so he told him to stand up, and he was healed. Can you imagine, after doing something miraculous, that moments later they would be abused, stoned, ran out of town? In my Bible, I have the passage highlighted, "If we are to enter God's kingdom, we must pass through many troubles." Thankfully, we live in a time where we aren't persecuted for our beliefs, but we'd also be foolish to think that being a follower of Christ means we never suffer, like there's some magic light switch. Thankfully, Paul and Barnabas were determined to spread the good news and not give up, so that today we have their story to give us hope during our difficult time. Our music selection today is "Run to the Father," sung by Clint Church and the Gathering Band. This song reminds us that we are not alone, that we should never try to carry our burdens without God. We also should never try to carry our burdens without our friends and family. You always have family in the church, from Sunday schools to Bible studies, or even someone who sits near you in church. You are never alone.
Laying it down, and I know that I need
Our reading reflections for today from Spirituality for Ministers by Urban T. Holmes III. Many persons, ordained or not, live in a fairly constant state of noise. With their unresolved past and their uncertain present breaking in on them, they lack a still center that is only for such a quiet point that we can listen attentively. When I was in my first parish, which was located in the middle of the city, a constant stream of people came through. One day in my office, I wanted to tell me a story. I sat to listen very deeply as he was troubled inside over some issues I can't even remember now. But I remember I was fiddling with a pencil. The man stopped his story, looked at me and said, "Young father, the least you can do is listen." He was right. There was no still center in me. Thomas Merton, a fascinating monk, whose writings continued to increase in popularity, found the busy life as a Trappist very disconcerting. Despite the fact that speaking is severely forbidden in the monastery, he found the place to be incredibly noisy. For many years, he sought permission to live as a hermit on the property of the monastery. He needed the quiet that he might listen. Too frequently, we do not understand the hermit's discipline. A discipline that needs to be ours in spirit, if not in fact.
Let us close in prayer, praying together for the world, for our church, for our loved ones, for ourselves, and for all who do not yet know God's love and grace. For it is on our Lenten journey of reflection and focus that we pray the words that Jesus taught us to pray, saying, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen."